Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we're joined in the studio by Lewis Elrod from Better Georgia. And I'll say quickly, Better Georgia is a nonprofit organization here in Georgia, but you all do have a progressive voice.
That is correct.
Well, Lewis, thank you. I want to thank you for coming. And the reason that you're here today is to talk about a House bill that some would say really is gerrymandering.
Absolutely. We consider this a bill that is rigging the voting process for several districts throughout the state, and we might even see a few more districts added on to it. It's we consider it cheating by the people who are in charge.
Well, we know that former attorney general has come out against this bill. What exactly is the bill trying to do, and why does Better Georgia and so many people believe that this is a rigging?
Sure, yes. Former Attorney General Eric Holder came out very publicly against this bill a few days ago. And what this bill does is shift the district lines for a few state house districts that are very close. They're competitive. They're currently held by conservative members of the majority party, but these are both districts that were won by Hillary Clinton in 2016, and the incumbents only narrowly defeated their opponents in November of last year. So what it does is it takes people of color out of their districts and makes it more conservative, bringing in more white voters to make it easier for these incumbents to get reelected in 2018.
So basically, it is diluting the power of the minority community in those districts.
Yes. Absolutely.
And when the attorney general came out against it, that did bring quite a bit of attention. But we also know that across the country, in Texas most recently, the districts were struck down and the court said it was gerrymandering. And we also know in North Carolina, they similarly had a strike down and the judges there said that the districts had been drawn specifically to dilute power against people who were African American.
Yes. I think that if this bill passes and Better Georgia and a lot of other groups, we're joining a lot of other groups who have already been doing a lot of work on this issue, trying to stop this bill. Should it pass, however, I think that you're definitely going to see some litigation. You're certainly going to see a lawsuit, and they'll be pointing to states like Texas and North Carolina when they do that.
And the reason I was putting that out there is, why are our state representatives even attempting to do something like this in this environment that we're currently in, where so many of these laws have been struck down?
Because they think that they can get away with it. And as a matter of fact, they have before. This is not the first time that these very districts have had their lines shifted. As a matter of fact, there's one district in Henry County that has already been changed twice in the past few years. And that sort of went under the radar, made that district more less competitive and easier for the incumbent to win. And now it's happening again. But this time, after all the attention with the presidential election, people in the state aren't standing for it.
We are continuing to hear about those districts on a state level and on a national level where the overall district went for Hillary Clinton in the last presidential election, although the state may have gone for Donald Trump. Just front pages of the Miami Herald and just a few days ago, we're talking about a representative who says she can't support the new ACA bill because too many of the folks in her district.
Sure.
Will be, and this is a 28-member solid Republican representative. Is this the proactive part of resist? I say that because resist is kind of a defensive mode. Is this now this proactive voice for fighting some of these things that the communities are questioning?
I certainly think so. I think that in Georgia, especially, you're looking at the front lines of the resistance. And this is the beginning of the pushback on the Trump administration. As a matter of fact, there's a very important congressional special election, April 18th, these districts are not, don't overlap with that special election, but they're very close. And they come at a very curious time when the eyes of the nation are on this part of Georgia.
Now, does that mean in the future that Georgia is going to have a bigger role and a bigger voice? Because we've seen kind of the map, and you've got all of the metropolitan areas in Georgia were blue, and then all of the other areas are red. Will this finally be the thing that might help to turn Georgia blue? Is that why the fight back is coming? Because we were so close this time?
I certainly think so. Atlanta is growing. Georgia is growing. We're over 10 million people right now. And we're about to be one of the most important political states politically in the entire country. And I'll just bring up one point as to why this is so vital right now. When the Speaker of the House was asked about this bill, they said this is going to make, people were saying this is going to make it easier for your incumbents to get elected. His response was, well, I've looked at the bill. And it, as far as I see, it doesn't hurt any incumbent law. It doesn't hurt any lawmaker. It doesn't hurt anyone, which is a fundamental misunderstanding of what government is supposed to be. We're not talking about the incumbents. We're not talking about the lawmakers. What about the voters? Why are we not talking about the voters who are affected here? Voters are the ones who should be selecting and electing who their representatives are, not the other way around. Voters need to choose their representatives. Representatives should not be choosing their voters.
That's a very interesting way of putting it, because if these lines do stay, then it is actually the representatives who have chosen the people that they know will reelect them.
Exactly.
Now, how do we get out of this? Because it hasn't passed yet, although people are thinking that it is going to pass. What can our listeners, what can citizens do right now if they are against this new line drawing?
Well, the bill is headed to the state Senate right now. And in the state Senate, it might be amended to include even more districts on the Senate side. Currently, it's only affecting the state House. So it's very important for your listeners, if they're opposed to this bill, to call their state senator and ask them to oppose HB 515. Do it now and do it all the way up until this bill gets passed. It could take all the way until the end of the month. So there's not too much time left, but go ahead and start calling and emailing your state senators. And direct contact with your state senator is very important. They pay attention to that. Your lawmakers pay attention to that. And you can Google Georgia State Senate and to find out who your senators are.
And it's House Bill 515.
House Bill 515.
Now, tell our listeners a little bit more about Better Georgia. How did Better Georgia come into being, and what is kind of the purpose?
Sure. We've been operating in the state since late 2011, and our job is, the official phrase is progressive advocacy. We're a messaging organization. We're essentially the PR firm for the progressive movement here in the state. But our biggest contribution to the political process here is connecting you directly with elected officials in power. Elected officials like to operate in their own groups, and they don't always hear from their constituents. They don't always hear from the people they represent. So we consider our job to be connecting you directly with the people in power through email, social media, and phone calls. And that's what we do.
Now, Lewis, there are a lot of people who are listening to this who would say, what progressive voice in Georgia? I mean, you know, Georgia has been a solidly red state for a number of decades. And I would think that there are a lot of people going, you know, what progressive voice in Georgia? So share, what is the progressive voice in Georgia? How did this voice come out of being? And why is Better Georgia focused on amplifying that voice?
Well, you know, what we saw in 2008 was 47% of voters in this state voting for a progressive candidate for president, that being Barack Obama. 47%. And yet in the state legislature, in the state House and the state Senate, the conservative majority controlled two-thirds, 66% or more of the seats in the General Assembly. And all of the statewide elected officials are self-described conservatives. But 47%, nearly half of this state, supported a candidate who identified as progressive. That does not mean that this is a red state. This is definitely a purple state, and it's getting bluer by the day. And as I mentioned earlier, this state is growing. Atlanta is growing. It's going to be an incredibly important state politically, and it is diversifying. 10 years from now, this is going to be one of the most progressive states in the country. We need to get ahead of that curve and ahead of that wave and make sure it happens right now.
I find it interesting because we know so many people are drawn to Atlanta. They're moving to Atlanta. And the fact that it took 2 years. So 2 years ago, when our House redrew the lines for Henry County, they made it work for the incumbent. But in just 2 years, they're attempting to redraw the lines because the numbers are changing just that fast.
Right. Henry County has been voting blue for the last couple of cycles, which is a big departure from where it used to go. Cobb County and Gwinnett counties both voted for Hillary Clinton last year. Even though Hillary Clinton lost the state in November, she won Cobb County and won Gwinnett. That was such a big deal that the Cobb County Republican Party got rid of their chair and elected a new one just a few days ago.
That was really a big deal. I think everyone kind of figured Metro Atlanta inside the perimeter was going to go blue because it has been blue for some time. But when Gwinnett went blue and then Cobb went blue, for our state, that is a big deal. And is that what those progressive voices, is that what is drawing this progressive voice together for this organization to even exist?
Absolutely. There are millions of people in this state who believe in common sense, progressive issues and common sense, progressive policies, but they're being frozen out by the right wing and the far right wing debating in the state capitol. And the reason why they have all that power is because of bills just like House Bill 515. They continue to rig the voting process, shift the district lines, shift the maps to make sure that they get their friends elected.
I think this is wonderful. So for our listeners who would like more information about Better Georgia and what you all are doing in the community, because I know you are representing the Atlanta area. I talked with some folks who are up in Athens, which I was like, okay, North Georgia's got a progressive voice. How would they get in touch with you? And how would they find out about working with Better Georgia?
Definitely. The easiest way to get in touch with us is bettergeorgia.org. That's our website. Georgia is all spelled out. So bettergeorgia.org, or find us on Facebook. Just search in Facebook. We've got a huge community on Facebook and across the social media networks. And if you ever need to meet with us in person, as you mentioned, we have staffers in Athens, Atlanta, and also Macon. So we represent the whole state.
I think it's wonderful, Lewis. And I want to thank you so much for coming to share with our listeners about House Bill 515. And you can Google your senator or representative. Please get in touch and let them know how you feel about these new district lines that are helping incumbents find voters rather than giving voters a true voice. Thank you,
Absolutely.
Lewis.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to The Local Take on WCLK this morning. Special thanks to our guests for taking their time to speak with us. You can find many of these interviews posted online for on-demand listening at WCLK.com. If you want to recommend a community leader or nonprofit organization you would like to see featured on The Local Take, you can leave a voicemail on the WCLK Community Engagement Line at 404-880-6211, or you can email me at kiplinprimus@gmail.com. Good morning.